The California Public Utilities Commission approved a $33 million payment from Comcast last month because of a customer data breach. First National Bank of Omaha issued new debit cards to customers in seven states this week because of a data breach. Just two of the countless recent examples of hackers stealing personal information from websites. Well, today, the state of Washington is putting out a new guide. It's designed to help you protect yourself from data theft. It's called Privacy, a Guide for Washington Citizens. It's been assembled by Alex Albin, who's Washington State's new chief privacy officer. And it includes a section on what Washington State collects about you. So what does the state of Washington know about each of us?
The state actually knows quite a bit about the average person who deals with the state. So if you have a driver's license or a fishing license, or you get some sort of health benefit that's administered from the state of Washington, the state has collected information about you that you've provided, and the state is the custodian of that data. So of the 7 million people in the state of Washington, you can imagine that there are many millions of different files about people that the state has.
Is that information easily aggregated? In other words, could someone look at all of Alex Albin's information or Ross Reynolds' information within all the state databases and put together a profile?
I don't think it is. The answer and the reason is—
You don't think it is?
It's a complicated answer. Some of your data across certain agencies might be aggregated, but by and large, the information that you give to one agency stays in one agency. And then we have to make this important distinction between information about you that is actually personalized with your name on it, as opposed to information about an individual that is you but has been anonymized, or we use a fancy word in privacy now called de-identified. So it's possible that data that has been de-identified is shared by different agencies in order to track somebody's history in order to come up with a better, let's say, public health outcome.
You've got a little journalism in your background. You were a researcher for Walter Cronkite back in the day.
Correct.
And so you understand that journalists often want to pry information out of government, out of state government. Advocates want to pry information out of state government. What are some things you can't get a hold of from state government if you want to?
A state employee's address should be off limits. Things in their personnel file should be off limits if you work for the state of Washington.
Now you say these should be off limits.
Yeah.
Are they off limits? Can someone find out that information in a state database or not?
They generally are off limits.
Generally.
Yes.
But there are ways
with new technologies to get to the same place.
Hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons why I was hired, because we don't live in a paper-based world anymore where everything is typed and put in a file cabinet. We live in a world now where everything pretty much is electronic and is stored in a database. And also we have these whole new categories of data, video data that's being produced, audio data, GPS data, and that data is also subject to a public records request, as it should be, but it's going to create these new issues.
Alex, how long have you been the chief privacy officer?
I've been the chief privacy officer since April of this year.
Okay, not a really long time.
But you've
raised a lot of interesting questions. But in your relatively short tenure, have you looked at anything that the state of Washington does and gone to yourself, said to yourself, I don't not only have a question here, I have an answer. They need to stop doing this. We need to change something right away because we've got a privacy problem.
The state of Washington has about 50 state agencies and over 90 programs. I'm like the in-house consultant for those 50 agencies. When they come to me and they say, should we collect this data? My first principle is just to ask a really common sense question. Why? Why should we be collecting it? I think in the old days, Ross, people at state agencies collected data because that was the only chance they were going to have to interact with that individual. So they thought, okay, I've got this person. Let me get everything I can right now about them, and I'll put it in my file cabinet. I don't think we should have that approach anymore, and I've been counseling state agencies to stop that approach. It should be what we call in the privacy world data minimization, and we should only collect what we need to render that service to somebody. And we should only keep it as long as we really need it to be relevant.
Are they paying attention to you, Alex? Are they actually doing what you suggest?
We formed a privacy working group. We have people working on privacy now across the state who come to me, and we get together and we talk about privacy policies and we talk about privacy issues. And so we're making progress. We need to do a better job being transparent about what's out there, what we have about you. And that's the genesis for this privacy guide.
Just kind of on the technical side and the information gathering side, you've been in the private sector at Real Networks, the Seattle tech firm. How do the state privacy protocols, both technical and just administrative, compare to what are the best practices out there?
Well, in many ways, the private sector and public sector practices are the same. I think the difference between the public sector and private sector now is that most private companies, not all, but most, engage in profiling of the users who buy their products and buy their services. And by profiling, I mean they are looking at the individual web browser that's coming to a site. They can see where that browser has been across the internet. They can drop a cookie, a little file, on that web browser, and they can track the traffic pattern.
These are private companies.
Private companies. And then they can find out more information from other sources. So this is called profiling. And profiling has some benefits. You won't get served the same advertisement more than once if you've said you don't want it. But it also has some downsides in terms of people really being tracked and profiled in a very sophisticated way.
Is the state doing profiling along these lines?
Not without your consent. So you might get some social services, and you might want that to be shared by more than one agency providing a service. So in that context, but personally profiling, the answer would be no, or at least I'm not aware of that.
That's Alex Albin, Washington State's chief privacy officer. Today, his office released a privacy guide for Washington citizens. It tells you about information the state collects about you. And it's got some fairly simple advice on how to protect your private information online. You can download the privacy guide at privacy.wa.gov. That's privacy.wa.gov. Or you can pick it up at your public library. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.